Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Chris, Sharpie, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, look, Chris sounds so much better when she's not all the way in North Carolina.
It's much better, isn't it?
She just said hello.
No, but she doesn't have, like, internet problems, and she doesn't sound all...
Squeaky doors.
Underwater.
Cats running around. You only have one cat. You guys are down a cat. You need at least one more.
Yeah. Well, the plan is to get two cats once we're down to none.
Oh, I'll take Peanut.
We're not trying to get rid of her.
So Chris is...
insane. Yeah. Thank you, though.
So Chris is here in Georgia, in Atlanta with us now.
Well, not with y'all. I don't live in their basement.
You just
come Although your basement's really nice, so I mean, you know,
lots of fun things to do. You can work down there if you want. That's where all the sewing happens.
Is that where the magic happens? All right,
some of it. Yeah, the magic happens all over the place. So
exactly.
All
Lisa,
right.
Have you never read the book "Never Give a Mouse a Cookie"?
Yeah, I have.
You're gonna have Chris Wood like camping out in your garage before long.
But I'm the baker.
Okay.
So I would give you, if my kitchen were set up, I would give you some cookies.
I have a feeling Chris hasn't read that book.
If you give a mouse a cookie?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like about 1,000 times.
All right. What happens if you give a mouse a cookie?
Then they want some milk to go with it.
Okay.
In the end, they're going to ask for another cookie.
Yeah.
Usually.
Okay, so today, would you like to know what we're discussing?
We would like to know what we're discussing.
Yeah, I bet. Tonight, we are discussing our top three favorite signature restaurants at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. And I'm going to go
wanna
first
bet.
Because you guys are
Wait,
all going to...
want to bet what Chris's is?
Yeah, really.
I know, I'm so...
Her number one, two, and three.
She can see my
I'm
list
I'm not looking, though, because...
Don't look at my list.
I'm not looking. Don't look at mine.
Oh, you guys are going to copy lists now.
I know. That's why I want to go first, because you guys are going to jump all over me.
This is exciting, because the Griswolds have quite a setup here. You should see this.
We'll take a picture.
I took like 50 of them.
Well, maybe
get
we
the
should
setup
all
or just
take
Steve?
Turns.
Do you always this leave way. Those sitting there on the
Yeah,
table?
You should all come over one night.
Yes!
Come on over.
Lauren, it looks like we're going to have to move to Atlanta.
Yep.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me.
And, maybe we should all take turns. Okay. Everybody give one.
Oh.
This well, way, could... not one person gets to take all the good ones.
But that's what I was planning
idea.
To do.
Oh, sorry.
Chris is learning how to talk in a microphone, so we're going to have to train her during this call.
Yes.
She's,
you should
she's
get like
a
squirt gun.
Back.
You should get a squirt gun and just every time I lean back, go.
Yeah. Or we could just tie you to it.
That'd be good, too.
Okay. So, you know what? There aren't that many signature restaurants to choose from. So, it's going to be kind of a lot of repetition.
No,
and that's why I want
to
go first.
Signature restaurants to choose from.
There's like 12.
I think there's more.
Mm.
We'll have to Google it, but go ahead.
Okay. And I'm just guesstimating there. All right. I'm starting because I have a newfound favorite.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yachtsman Steakhouse.
It's very good.
Yes, it has definitely impressed me. As you may or may not remember, my first experience at Yachtsman was really terrible. It was pretty darn crummy. And we went again not too long ago, a couple months, and it was so good. The service, the food, the everything, fantastic. So that's getting my number one spot. You want to go with number one spots?
It was very good.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, you're next.
Yay. I'm not going to take Chris's.
Oh, that's,
my number
that's
one
sweet
spot
of you.
Is Artist Point.
Oh, I got that on my list as well.
Well, wait your
love,
turn.
Love, love Artist Point. It's probably one of my favorite. And it's not even really the ambiance there. It's the food. I just think the food is delicious. The best risotto that I've had in a long time there. That's probably my favorite part is the risotto. I had steak and the filet mignon and risotto. It was yummy. They had like this glaze on it that was really good. Yum.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I'm going to talk about Artist Point too, since because I'm not going to just say it again. But yeah, it's I like going to the Wilderness Lodge. So you've got that. And then it's kind of in the back. And it's got, I don't know, it's got the high ceilings and the wood beams, and it's got some unique choices. So it's got some buffalo on there. It's got some just different dessert items. And it's kind of a one that a lot of people don't think about. So you can probably get a reservation and they can go walk around. You can take the boat there. And yeah, it's one of the ones that's kind of a sleeper signature restaurant.
I agree.
Okay. Sharpie.
Since we're on the topic of Artist Point, that's my favorite as well. I really like the food selection there. I think the menu is broad enough to have something for everyone, where there are some signature restaurants that have a very kind of limited scope menu that's a little too focused to have a broad appeal. I think Artist Point has something for everyone. And the selection of wines is fantastic. We went there last year, and somehow every trip we make to Walt Disney World, at some restaurant, they end up celebrating our anniversary for us, no matter the month we go. It's a little creepy. So when we were there last July, we ate at Artist Point, and even though our anniversary is in October, they celebrated our anniversary for us, and they gave us a chocolate wine to try. It was phenomenal. It was amazing, because all of their food and taste palette really focuses on the Pacific Northwest, and this was a Washington State wine. So it was a lot of normally when you think of chocolate wine, you think, oh, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be too sweet. But it really had a really nice balance between it was earthy, but it still had the sweetness of the chocolate. So it was a very nice balance.
You know, I don't think I'm going to talk anymore because I talk about the Yachtsman and I said it had good service and yummy food. And then there's Sharpie. So I guess yummy food isn't going to cut it.
Well, I said yummy food too, I think, Lisa. You're not alone.
Yeah. Thanks, Sharpie.
It's all of those details about Disney that I like. The food is great. The food's fantastic.
You can say it. Service, yummy.
It was yummy. It was. the service was very good. When we were down there as a group in June, I really enjoyed what I had, and I tried something completely different when Jesse and I went in July, and the food was just as amazing. So no matter what you try on the menu, it's going to be delicious.
I would agree with that.
I would.
And I do agree with Steve, too. I think it's a sleeper restaurant.
Oh, this might take a while. Oh, Chris and Steve are being bad.
Oh, we can't do just this.
See, I knew you were doing that. As soon as I saw the two flesh-colored ones, I knew what you were up to.
Well, Lisa gave us all silly putty.
And Steve's is flesh-colored.
Yeah, so it's...
So he's being phallic and perverse.
And juvenile.
Well, Chris came over and she's like, haven't you seen the sweaty ball?
Sweaty.
Saturday Night Live skit. So she played that for us before we started. So, and then Lisa brings out Silly Putty. Goodness. So it's just downhill.
Yes.
Yeah, we play with Silly Putty.
All right, so...
And I get the biggest piece.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We didn't do Chris.
Oh, yes.
Wait. Okay, Chris, your turn. What's your favorite? Big surprise.
The absolute favorite?
Yeah.
Number and I one. Can't pick Victoria and Albert's, right?
No, it's not a signature dining.
Because I wasn't going to anyway, because my number one favorite is California Grill.
Did you really have to look at your notes for that?
No.
Wait, I did not see that coming. I'm so surprised. No. I just fell off the chair.
I did it for a fact. You know, it was sort of like, yes. So I like California Grill because it has really good service and yummy food.
Okay, I get the mockery. She looked directly at me when she said that.
It's so weird being able to like look someone in the eye and make fun of them. Yeah, no, I mean, I love everything there. I think that everything on the menu, on the new menu, is actually really good. It's a pretty restaurant. It has a fantastic view of Magic Kingdom.
But I don't think they have a whole lot of variety. They have steak. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of my favorite.
No, they have steak. They have seafood.
No, you're right.
Sushi.
I was thinking of my favorite because she said it was yummy, and that reminded me of my restaurant.
And it's been remodeled.
They have pork. I think they have pork.
Yes.
They do.
They do. They have the pork two ways. Is it two ways?
No.
Three ways.
California Grill does. Are we talking about Cal or?
The
pork
Grill.
I'm
talking about Chris's favorite restaurant.
Yes. It's a pork.
Should we just start over?
Is it the pork two ways?
Two ways.
Yes, it's two ways.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good gracious.
Yes, they have the pork two ways.
Okay, I'm going to give you my other two, and I'm going to try and explain why, although my explanations are nowhere near Sharpie level. But so I'm going to go with Artist Point. Consensus is with that.
That's surprising because I put Artist Point on my list and I thought no one else is going to pick Artist Point.
No, I like Artist Point.
I would have thought that too.
I like the soup. The mushroom soup that they have is yummy. Very good. Again, the service
is
good.
Oh, that was actually really good. I agree, Lisa. And I don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, and it was just very tasty and flavorful. Steve had something that I stole some of, and I don't remember what it was, but it was good.
He had the buffalo.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Steak. What did you have?
Well,
you
probably came with a risotto or something that was good.
No,
like
you had an appetizer, and it was something different. It was...
They have salmon?
No. But it was, you know, we're very ineffective at this.
I could go back to that pork dish, which was delicious.
Yeah, you always do.
Mm, and the fritters.
We're done with that one.
I know.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Artist Point and then Citricose would be my third. I do enjoy Citricose. I love the atmosphere, the menu, the service. I'm not good at this.
Well, Citricose is nice. It's because you get to go to the Grand Floridian too, so it's very nice to.
It's a nice night out.
Citricose or Narcoossee's, you get to go to the Grand Floridian.
See, I'm not a huge Narcoossee's fan, and I'm not sure why. I think maybe because I feel very limited in what I can get there. Because
but
I'm...
I do like the ambiance there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
see,
even
now,
like that.
I like
agree
the ambiance
you,
better there
Lisa.
Than at Citricose. Yeah, I like the food better at Citricose, but I like the ambiance. Mm-mm. At
Narcoossee's. Narcoossee's feels like a
cafe.
Yeah, what? It really does. It's
oh,
to me, boring.
Really?
I mean, it's,
oh,
the food's
great.
Good. The food's good, but it's not a great looking place to eat.
I don't think it is.
It's
I agree,
nice.
Chris.
It's
high
all
five.
Windows.
I'm not very good at the high five.
No,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not.
I didn't play sports.
So
either.
Yeah, Narcoossee's you get to walk all the way outside past the pool.
Okay,
you're
I like
right
that.
By the boat
I don't
launch.
Like it in the restaurant.
You got
I
all
think
those
the restaurant's
windows.
Boring.
You got all those windows to watch the fireworks
boring.
From.
They I think it's
they
really
pump
pretty.
The fireworks in there. It's like the it's another little sleeper where it's a small restaurant.
It's a sleeper for a reason.
No, it's nice.
The food is good. The food is very good there. It's just it doesn't excite me to go there. Like when I go to California Grill, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that view, and I want to get dressed up.
And you invite everyone you know,
exactly,
and those you don't,
exactly,
everyone she knows. And we have to always book extra spots because we know Chris is going to invite more people.
Yeah, the one we're doing in a few months, I've invited a lot of people, by the way.
Oh, but are we up to 18?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I do have to say that, you know, I've got some other signature restaurants that I like, but these are definitely my top three. But I want to know, and I guess we'll do this when we're done, I want to know which signature restaurant you haven't been to that you want to go to.
Ooh, okay.
So, why don't we finish up with your second and third choice restaurants, and then we'll go on to the one that you want to go to that you've never, ever, ever been to.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, hold on. Let me jump to Chris Wood.
Okay. My other two that I prefer, that I really like, Yachtsman, of course, we just talked about. I think Yachtsman is awesome. And Monsieur Paul, just because.
It's over in Epcot.
Yeah, over in Epcot. It's on top of... chefs, and it's just really good in Paris.
Yes, in France.
In France, not the real France, Steve. Don't rub it in. Yeah. So I just love it. I think the food is really good there. It's really quiet,
Monsieur Steve.
It's laid back. So.
I need to go there again. I have not been since it's switched over.
I think you would like it. The steak is really good. It's very expensive though. As far as you know, for Disney signatures, it's much more money. So I kind of don't like that.
And is it typical French? Typical French dishes?
Probably like half the menu, and the other half of the menu is like
burgers.
Steak. And no burgers, no. But they have steak. You know, they have a filet like they do at every restaurant. But one of the things they have on it is they have a, I think it's like a blue cheese crust on top of the filet, which kind of makes it a little different. Yeah, it's really good. You would like it. Yeah,
because I get that in Paris all the time.
Shut up.
Steak.
Stop it. You probably know because you're too busy
there's
eating
not
those.
Thing
there's
to
no
say,
steak.
Isn't it?
There's no steak, really. Or if you get steak, it's like...
A little teeny piece of meat.
They just put it on there and they warm it up and then they toss it on your plate.
Well, yeah, for all you had over there were those stupid meatballs with the cheese on them that look revolting.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese place. The Japanese place. You get the...
They were sweaty.
Oh, I can't even think of the name of them anyway. The bruschettes. Oh, yes. But anyways, yeah, so that, okay. That sounds good.
It's really good.
There.
The bread is good. You would like the butter, Lisa. Salty?
European butter.
It's very salty.
I like salty.
Yes.
Okay, so we did Chris, Steve.
All right, so my other two are California Grill, and we already talked about that. It's been remodeled. It's nice. It's clean, fresh.
It has a nice look.
Food.
You know what they didn't
Great
change?
View.
The bathrooms.
Oh, I haven't been.
The bathrooms there. Still look really bad.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Hmm. Yeah. So. They do have like fresh towels in there though. Like the real towels.
And if you eat there earlier in the day, you can go back up later and see the fireworks. They will let you back up if you've dined there for that day.
Yeah, a lot of people try and get that reservation right for fireworks.
Yeah, so if you miss it, you can still go back later, go up, watch the fireworks on, and they have two observation decks now. So it's the whole thing's very nicely done, and the food's great. And they have a huge sushi bar that you could sit at and eat.
Yes.
And so that's on my list. And then for theme park, my best signature for a theme park, well, not counting Epcot, I guess. Well, I put the Brown Derby, which was a surprise, considering that there's not much I like in Hollywood Studios. But the Brown Derby was really, really good.
I was going to put that in instead of Monsieur Paul.
That's actually my other one.
I love Brown Derby.
Me too.
I like being able to on Brown Derby.
I like being able to eat a really good meal in a theme park.
You know, I had mixed. I was wondering about it, and I was thinking, you know, I don't know if this is going to be good or not. And then we had a reservation there. It was raining, so everybody was crammed in there waiting, and they were, I don't know, two hours.
We had a long wait for the table.
Yeah, we were like an hour to an hour and a half behind getting our table, so that was not good.
That's happened to us at Le Cellier before. We had like an 8:50 dinner reservation that took us an hour and a half to be seated for.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. That
it kind of annoys me.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's not a guarantee. It's a whatever preferred.
It's a reservation.
And I'm like, well, you know, I can understand 10, 15, 20 minutes, but like you're going over an hour.
It's a really long time.
That's bad planning. And then they.
Well, that happened at Mama Melrose too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That was the same thing.
That happens there a lot too.
Yeah. So, and it was the same thing though. It was raining and we were in there and they get crushed and they somehow try to cram all these extra people in there before your reservation. And then everybody who has a reservation is an hour to 2 hours behind. But anyways, but after that, and because, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen often, the food was good. The service was good. So yeah, Brown Derby.
Okay. Lauren.
Yes.
Two more.
My two are the same that have already been said, California Grill and Brown Derby.
You know what? I have to make a list.
Wow. We had the same three, Lauren. We should go eat.
I know. Steve and I need to go eat dinner next time we're there.
All three. We got our three restaurants all picked out.
Yep.
Okay. So Cal Grill, California Grill,
Brown Derby. And Yachtsman deserves a.
Yeah, Yachtsman is really good. I ate there with Bob and Stacy on my last trip and Frankie. And then we ate there all together and had a really good time.
That was a good meal.
Yeah. So both the last times I've been there, they've been phenomenal.
So California Grill, Hollywood Brown Derby, Yachtsman. And then Chris has Monsieur Paul to add to that.
And Artist Point.
Artist Point. And Citricose. Sharpie, tell me yours again, please.
Well, we have very limited experience with signature dining, actually. If you go by the true definition of their signature dining, really the only true signature restaurant that I would consider that we've eaten at is Artist Point. We've eaten at Le Cellier. We've eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table, which I don't consider Cinderella's Royal Table
to be a signature.
It is considered a signature because it takes two dining credits. So instead of allowing the dining plan to determine what is or is not a signature, I would not consider it a signature. But we're actually looking to try more on our next trip. And I definitely want to try Gico.
Make sure you mention that it's your anniversary.
Oh, they'll know anyway. They know every time we go.
Okay.
So sometime we celebrate an anniversary. So I'll make sure it's on our Gico night.
Okay, but you're jumping into what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's like I said. We have very limited experience with signature dining. Because we usually don't dedicate a lot of time to dining. So, like, we're not
What's
really so much
you?
Into the extended we are theme park junkies. We love, when it comes evening time, we want to make sure we get a good seat, good place for the nighttime fireworks. So, it's one of those things. It's on our to-do list, and we will get it done eventually. We're in no rush.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've only eaten at Boma. Yeah. At Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, you haven't done Gico yet, have you?
And I would love to do Gico or the other one over at
Why aren't we doing Gico
I
ever?
Want to do
I just never think about it.
Yeah, we should
do
that
one
of these
days. The only ones I haven't done are those three, Montreal, Gico, and Flying Fish. I've done all the rest.
Lauren, you would really like Montreal.
I've been dying to go to Montreal.
Well, then
maybe we should do that in October.
Then there's the new Italy restaurant that we haven't tried either. The
Tutto Italia?
Yeah.
But that's just good. One credit. I mean, if we're talking about, I don't know.
Is that not good enough for you? If it's a
it's
one
okay.
credit?
It's
no.
No, that's a table serve. We're talking signature.
Yeah, Steve. Come on. Get with the program.
Signature's two?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm never on the dining plan.
He's very sheepish looking over there.
He is. He's like, man, what'd I say?
They're ganging up on me. They're both standing. Lisa and I are on one side of the table and Steve's on the other. He's got this big giant microphone.
I know, it's to protect me from
both
of you.
It's like a shield. It's a big round shield. It's not going to work.
Yeah, this is not good.
Yeah. All right. What were you thinking?
Okay, so we're going to go around real quick. Tell me the one restaurant signature that is top on your list that you haven't been to yet. Sharpie, top of your list.
California Grill.
What? You haven't been to California Grill?
I was just going to say that.
We have never dined at California Grill before.
Wow, you got
to
go.
You need to get out more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I actually admire
your problem is we have favorites and we have a very difficult time not going to Ohana on a trip. We just love the experience. Like even though
your horizon.
The service has been a little spotty the last couple times we've been there and the bar was actually absolutely horrible.
That's right, cuz you'd rather drink your money away than spend it on food, right? You're one of those crazy young kids.
No, we don't. I honestly may have two drinks during an entire.
I like Sharpie.
Yeah, we're funny people. We make plans and we don't spend too much time dining because we're just such huge theme park nuts. But
well,
yeah,
you're going with us, right?
We'll be trying California Grill in October.
Okay,
so
cool.
All right, make sure you sit next to me because I want to see how you like the food.
She's going to hold your hand the whole time.
I will.
And don't try to take her fritters.
Don't even. Yeah, don't even ask. Don't look at them.
Steve, will you hold her down while I take her fritters?
I haven't even experienced the fritter yet myself.
Did you not? That's because you were sitting at the wrong table that time. I would have probably given him one fritter.
I haven't tried. Maybe. I haven't partaken in the desserts at California Grill yet.
I ordered dessert because you were paying. This is on the Griswold.
Didn't you have an appetizer too?
I did. And you know what? I only had like one bite of the sushi. I had one piece of it and then I gave it to Brett and I winked at him too. I was like, hey, Brett, you want some of this sushi? Steve's paying for it.
Yeah,
I did. Go.
You know whose name was on the credit card?
Was it yours?
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, but I actually may have two pieces of the sushi, but I did give the rest to him.
No, that's fine. Okay, Lauren, pick one restaurant.
One?
Top of your list that you haven't been to.
Mon Cher Pois.
All right.
Chris.
Gico and Flying Fish.
You know, and I hesitated too. I was trying to decide between
Steve. You let
Steve.
Me in.
I did. I did.
You did. It's your fault.
Chris.
I'm going to say Gico because I think I've been to everything else.
Okay.
Or California Grill again.
No.
Can I go to Victoria and Albert's again?
No.
Okay.
Not a signature restaurant.
It should be.
It's a super signature prime whopper of a restaurant.
It is. It's delicious.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Steve.
Or is Sanaa and Gico, are they both signature? Or is one
not
only
Sanaa.
One credit?
Sanaa
just
Gico.
Just Gico?
Just Gico.
Yeah, I'd like to try something different at Animal Kingdom. So Gico, I guess.
Spit it out.
I like Gico.
Okay, you can go with Chris. I'm going with, I don't think that I've been to Hollywood Brown Derby.
What? You haven't been there?
You haven't been there?
I don't think
you
I
have. You weren't with us?
No. Do you know what?
Thanks
she
for
wasn't,
noticing.
She wasn't at the AEP. It was
oh, yeah.
like
Steve was at
six
that AEP.
Of us.
Oh,
I
that
remember.
Good.
Thanks, Lauren.
I remember because
you know
I gave
I
you most of my pork
chop.
You're
always there, Elise.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lisa, I'm extending my hand down to help you out from underneath the bus.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you weren't there. You would like it. You would like the pork chop. They have a pork chop there that's got like
Even the bar outside is nice.
But yes, yeah, you guys always talk about this trip.
Can we do that in August?
You always talk about this trip to Hollywood Brown Derby, and I'm always left out.
Lauren, it's not...
Sharpie, hold my hand.
It's not affordable, but it's nice to sit outside, have a drink, have some
You were paying for that one, too.
And it's not...
Wait a minute.
It's definitely pricey.
It was me and Brett, and he ordered... What did we have? We had the sliders and the cheese thing.
We had like some... cheese dish with I don't even know with like pates and cheese and crackers and salami and I don't know assorted meats
chicken pate
yes and then we had I don't know a couple drinks and we had the
oh now you're out getting drunk without
Kobe,
me
we had cokes we had cokes
Kobe sliders I think
those are super good
so it was nice and you're sitting outside and it's something nice to do instead of eating theme park food at your traditional place but
actually a couple different. One of our listeners Angela she just went there on our recommendation she loved it
yeah.
Could we talk about one thing though because one of the questions that somebody actually posed was do you think two credits are really worth it do you think it's worth it to use the two credits
if you're doing one fancy dress up night you put the kids away in
kids club
or have a sitter come to the room and you
or
want an adult night
throw some cereal on the floor
some Reese's pieces
Cheerios
Chris you do this a lot
the Where? Cheerio thing yeah
no,
my kids
I'm
leave them right off the floor
no put have a date night with your husband
yes
so is it worth it
it's worth it to me because after about 5 days of those kids,
I think the signature dining restaurants are worth it. Are they worth two table credits? Debatable. I might opt for the cash option.
Well, you got to figure out what's on the menu. If you really want to do the math, I guess.
Yeah. What do we figure?
What's on the menu? How much is it? How much is a table service credit worth?
Table service credit's worth about $36 for dinner, right?
Yes. And when I do the math, and Lauren and I actually did the math before Yachtsman, and she figured out that what she was ordering, it made sense to use the two credits. But what I was ordering, because I got the big steak, it made sense to pay cash.
That sounds like the complete opposite.
No way. You're right. That's why I was bad at math in college. And in any situation.
And now?
Always.
No.
What did we figure out, Lauren?
We used the dining credit for Yachtsman.
No, I paid cash.
I used the dining credit. It made more sense.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm so confused.
Don't listen to me because I'm not very good at math.
Wow. So that's like $72 if it's two credits.
It would have been like $100 out of pocket if I didn't use it when it was all said and done.
Okay.
So $72 versus $100. So there you go.
I'm not even blonde.
That's another reason why we don't do signatures a lot is because we usually do the dining plan. And one of the biggest reasons why we do the dining plan is because we pay it up front And I for some reason, I always feel like if you're paying for each and every meal individually, I just feel like we're hemorrhaging cash the entire vacation.
You are.
We're yes.
paying for it up front. Like, it's paid for. It's done. Enjoy the meal. Like, that's a big reason why we do. So, and that's another bit, another discussion that actually Jesse and I were just talking about this today, is whether or not we will do it on our October trip, because we do have plans to experience. Yeah, we have some plans to experience the more signatures with the group and everything. So, I don't know.
Let us show you how it's done.
Do you use Tables in Wonderland?
We have before, and really, it was honestly almost a dollar for dollar break even for us.
Huh, okay.
Well, basically, that's your tip.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. And with Tables in Wonderland, you get 20% off, so that basically covers your tip.
So it's 18% tip.
And you get alcohol is included in the discount as well. And it's about
for me.
$100 for Tables in Wonderland for a year for the discount card. Yeah.
And because we don't travel as frequently as you guys do, we would only get maybe two uses out of it. So it really is kind of a wash for us either way.
Okay. I want to figure this out. So it seems I'm trying to figure out our top signature restaurant recommendation, favorite place to go. And it seems to be between Yachtsman, California Grill, and possibly Hollywood Brown Derby. Anyone for Hollywood Brown Derby?
You know, if I had to pick out of all of them, if I was just doing one, I think I would go with California Grill. You got you have the view, you have the service, you have all the selection of food. You're right on the monorail.
Your ears get so to pop cheerful. On the way up.
It's
like really pretty and bright.
Pick one.
Gosh, I don't know. Let me think. California Grill.
Sharpie.
Yeah, really.
California Grill or Yachtsman.
Having never tried California Grill, I would have to go with Artist Point.
Yeah.
That wasn't an option.
Well,
yeah. I know.
I know. Not a fair question. Lauren.
Cali Grill.
Huh.
Wow.
I'm going
Yachtsman. It's the ambiance. I'm an ambiance girl. What can I say? I like narcoosies too.
What did you have that night that we went there and we just had appetizers and desserts? What did you have that night? Oh, you had the meatballs.
I had the meatballs, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
But I liked what you had, I think.
I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, never mind. Yeah, I wouldn't eat those because they had lamb in them.
That's what I didn't like.
Yeah, lamb's got a distinctive taste. Mm. And meatballs usually aren't the best.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Lauren, do you have a reminder for us?
I do, actually. We just want to remind everybody that we do have the Mouse Chat Disney Fan Meetup in October. It's the weekend of October 18th, correct? 18th and 19th. We're going to be having a Mouse Chat breakfast at Animal Kingdom with the first ride of the day. And we are doing a scavenger hunt right after. And then we're going to do Eat Around the World with Mouse Chat on Sunday in Epcot during Food and Wine Festival. So come out and join us. The breakfast is first come, first serve. We are booking up. So, you know, come and sign up and join us for some fun. You can sign up on mousechat.net.
All right, you wrap it up.
I will wrap it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our show, please go to iTunes or mousechat.net where you can find them and download them. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you for joining us. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.